Hey, this is Steve Sumrall, and thanks for tuning in to Table Talk Podcast.
Number 7.
Have you ever thought about the age, the spiritual age of people inside church? And so we got some seniors. We have some that are elders that maybe in age aren't even that old. But maybe we have a whole lot of people in church that are adolescents. They act like teenagers. And then we have some in infancy. And the Bible talks about that. He says, you know what? You can have the milk of the word, and then you get older, you can have the meat of the word. And when you get around to little kids and families, you understand exactly what the apostle was talking about, because you get into more sophisticated stuff, more interesting stuff, more heavy stuff. It cannot be digested just yet. But there is a time when the person is spiritually grown up enough where it will be digested and they will just flat get it. But listen to this. The Bible says you must come to me, Jesus speaking. Come to me as you come as a little child. What's that mean? Well, that means open arms, not closed. Turning on, not turning off. 100% trusting, 100% loving. And it's like a little one that might be on the steps or a jungle gym or some other kind of apparatus, and that they're teetering on there and they have their arms out and they just say, catch me, daddy. And if you don't catch them, they're flying. They're gone. And they're going to hit the ground. They're going to get hurt. And so you quick as you possibly can, you turn around and you catch them in midair. And the little one says, do it again. Do it again, daddy. Wasn't that fun? And little did they know that if you didn't reach out and catch them, they would have gotten hurt. Some damage would have been done. And so in church, we have children. We have teenagers. And then we have adults. Now, how do you know when somebody's out of diapers in the church? Well, when they stop going, wah, wah, wah. And when they stop saying, oh, I messed up again, changed my diaper. And when they grow into that adolescence, when do you know they're ready to grow up? Well, when you're ready to give them the keys of the car and trust them with responsibility. And some people, they are really hot for God, and thank God for that. But they want to drive your car right now when they're still in diapers. And so there's that maturing age where that's great enthusiasm, but man, you got to grow up a little bit before you take on some responsibility that you're just not ready for. And so we have this word in Ephesians chapter 4. Ephesians 4, a couple of verses, 14 and 15, that said, you are no more children. Isn't that good news? The Apostle Paul talking to people in Ephesus saying, you're not kids anymore. You're not children. Tossed to and fro, carried about with every wind of doctrine. Oh, you mean if you have an itching ear, running off after the latest, the best, the brightest, the most sparkling. Oh, I've got a new revelation. Before I continue with that verse, let me tell you a story real quick. Two men came into Dr. Sumrall's office many years ago. I said, Brother Sumrall, they're personal friends of Dr. Sumrall. I said, Brother Sumrall, what we have right here is a brand new revelation. And we want to share the word of God with you about that brand new revelation. And Brother Sumrall, just that quick, picked up his Bible, opened it up, and said, I don't need your revelation until I get this revelation. Took all the wind out of their sails. Within 30 seconds, they were out of the office and they were gone. Because they knew they could not compete with this revelation. What's one sign of maturity? Not being deceived. Not having itching ears. Not chasing the latest and the greatest around the world saying, oh, do they have a word for me? Do they have a word for me? Does somebody have a word for me? Oh, yeah, God has a word for you. Take time to dig. Take time to plow. Take time to be silent. Take time to talk. There's a time for everything in the Word of God. And how do you know when you're growing up? When you take on that responsibility and maturity and grow up in the body of Christ. And so in that Ephesians 4 and verse 14 and 15, it says, we're not kids anymore. We're not tossed around. So know what you know. A lot of people are asked, well, what do you believe in? And some people say, well, I believe in what the church believes. That's not good enough. Well, what do you believe? Well, I believe what the preacher believes. That's not good enough. Your response would say, now this is what I believe. And then know what you know, is the truth of the Word of God, and know it real well. We're not tossed around, carried with every wind of doctrine. You know the wind. The leaves are shaking, and then silence. So the leaves are shaking, and then a whole bunch of silence. And every wind of doctrine that comes. They come and they go. By the sleight of men, cunning craftiness, whereby they lay in wait to deceive. They're looking to deceive. You know, many years ago, do you remember the guy that went around the country and around the world saying 88 reasons why Jesus was coming in 88? Do you remember that? Maybe yes, maybe no. But we got real close to the date when he said that Jesus was coming. And of course, Jesus didn't come. And he said, I must have had a slight miscalculation. But do you know how many auditoriums that guy filled up? Do you know how many books that guy sold? I mean, he received tens of thousands of dollars and sold thousands of books. And at the end, he said, I guess I must have missed my mathematical equation here. I made a mistake. Be not deceived. God is not mocked. The Bible tells in that verse 15 of Ephesians 4, what you got to do, what you have to do, it says, speak the truth in love. The love of God, the eternal love of God. Grow up into him in all things, which is even the head. Who is the head? Even Christ, the anointed one, and his anointing. Thanks for watching. Thanks for listening.
If you'd like to support Pastor Steve and the work of Summerall Ministries International, visit smiltd.org and select the Giving tab. Summerall Ministries International is a 501c3 nonprofit organization supporting the work of God here in America and around the world. Thanks for listening. We hope you'll subscribe and please like and share this podcast in the iTunes App Store or Google Play Store.